outbreak of measles in Adjumani district has already spread to 29 villages with 32 confirmed cases and 2 deaths recorded so far as the district task force races to contain it.
Panic and concern have merged in Adjumani district following a confirmed measles outbreak in Upper Itirikwa sub-county, where health authorities have recorded 30 laboratory confirmed cases and 2 deaths, prompting urgent discussion during the district task force meeting. Tokoswe, the resident district commissioner, confirmed the outbreak of measles in Adjumani district.
The issue of measles outbreak is 2 in Upper. As I speak now, about 29 villages have been affected, and that means it's a reality. And the measles is contagious disease, that therefore means a lot of care has to be taken. If we are not going to take control measures, it means it is going to spread almost to cover the entire region.
This concern is mainly attributed to low vaccination coverage in the affected communities. The district surveillance vocal person, Oli Paul, revealed that a significant number of those affected have not received routine immunization.
Our findings were that 65% of the 32 people we saw were not vaccinated, and that is quite a big number. Then we realized also the key drivers for this, for why people are failing to vaccinate, is the border dispute, the area.
Dr. Ambaku Michael, the medical superintendent, said the situation highlights the need for joint intervention between neighboring districts to effectively manage disease outbreaks in border communities.
The risk management team, the district stakeholders, is also with the matter of management, authority management, and the team in Amor, on how we can collaborate and make people to understand, because right now the situation is not okay, and it's one of the reasons of the lack of the collaboration.
District health teams have highlighted surveillance, community screening and immunization campaign, while urging parents and guardians to ensure children receive measles vaccination to prevent further infections. For Radio Purchase News, Esther Gune reporting.